Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very proud of my predictions. I think I was pretty much spot on. And you're going to love what I'm predicting for 2020 because it's out there. No one else is out there talking about it. I've taken a lot of time to put these together. I bet you I will have 100% success rate on this.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? It's your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with yet another episode. And in this one, I am going to see how I did. I'm going to put myself up against myself. I'm going to put myself to the test. Listen, it's become a bit of a tradition here now that at the end of the year, I make predictions about the next year, specifically in the world of marketing. And so we're going to go over those predictions. Here's the deal. I've been doing this now for 16 years. I have lived through four different major cycles in our community. And, you know, I got to say, like, I'm pretty proud of myself because a lot of soldiers have been left behind during that time. And so I really feel like I'm constantly learning, constantly plugged in. And at the end of the year, I like to see, where do I want to put myself, my companies, in for the next year? Where do I want to focus? So at the end of 2018, I made predictions about 2019. Now that we're coming to an end, I want to see, was I right? Should you be listening to my predictions? Now, coming up soon in a podcast episode very soon, I will make my 2020 predictions officially. All right. So before we do that, I do want to, here's the sneak peek. I believe I scored 100%. However, because I'm hard on myself, there was one of my predictions that I underestimated. So I gave myself officially a 94.4% score. All right. And you'll find out in a minute which one it was that I think I missed the ball a little bit on. So before we get started, are you a member of Learn Nation? Are you a Learn member yet or not? It's absolutely free. Come on. Head over to LURN.com. This is an amazing community built for entrepreneurs. I'm going to be putting 10 million entrepreneurs from all over the world into this community, connecting people from all over the world to help one another, to work with one another, to assist one another, and to grow together. So you need to get in right now. I mean it. We have to stick together if we're going to change the world. That's my plan. I want to build an army of 10 million entrepreneurs. That's how I get to make my mark on the world. So you can either join the revolution or you can stand on the sidelines and watch us go right by you. Okay? Learn.com, LURN.com, absolutely free to sign up. There's tons of amazing courses, some which are just free. So go there right now. Okay. So my marketing predictions for 2019 and a little sneak peek on what's coming for 2020. By the way, my predictions are not only going to be made through video, but they're going to be made through this podcast. And I'm also going to write you a letter that I challenge everybody to go through. If you want to get a head start on it, go to LURN.com/2020. LURN.com/2020 and engage with all the amazing content I'm putting out towards the end of this month or towards the end of this year now to get you prepped up for 2020. Just let me give you a sneak peek. I am completely changing everything. As a matter of fact, the marketing plan that I've used for 16 years now to sell over $250 million worth of products, I balled it up, wrapped it up, and I'm throwing it out the window. That's the teaser. You want to find out more? Go to learn.com/2020. Okay, so at the end of 2018, I made predictions about 2019. I created, and this is going to become a tradition now. I'm going to do this at the end of every year. And I created something that's like a little bit of a triangle, okay? And I call it the marketing engine that has three spokes to it. One is funnels, two is traffic, three is conversion. I make three predictions per spoke. So in total, I'll make 9 predictions every year, just like I'm going to do this year for 2020. So last year, I made 3 predictions for funnels. I'm going to go through each one of them, but let me just give you a high level, okay? So for the 3 predictions I made for funnels were, number 1, low tickets are back. Number 2, the demand for on demand. I'll tell you what that is. Number 3, the need for super tickets to increase LTV, lifetime value. We're going to go through these in detail in just a moment, okay? Then I made 3 predictions about traffic. Number 1, artificial intelligence domination. Number 2, you'll spend more money. Get over it. Number 3, time to focus on free traffic big time. Okay, those are the three predictions, and we'll go through each of those in great detail now as well. Then, number three, conversion. I made three predictions. Number one of that was specificity, the increase of specificity, the need for specificity. Number two was magnifying a micro commitment and how that will impact your conversions. And number three was what we call the everywhere effect, the need for omnipresence. So how did I do on all of these? Nine, let's find out. So let's go back to funnels, okay? The first thing I said was low tickets are back. In 2019, I can confirm for you, ding, check mark. Low tickets are absolutely back. We tested a lot of things with low tickets. I've watched the market. I've watched the industry. Low tickets are getting an insane amount of impulse purchase activity. So if you're running ads going straight to a low ticket offer, 7 to 10 to somehow sometimes as high as 12% conversion. That's insane, right? From cold traffic. So low tickets are definitely back with a little caveat that we'll talk about when I get into 2020. Okay, so when I make my 2020 predictions, I'll cover why low tickets are back, but they don't make you money. So low tickets are back, but not for everybody. You got to be smart about how you do them, and I'll show you exactly how to do them. But they're definitely back, and they need to be part of your plan. Number two, demand for on-demand. So let's talk about this a little bit. Did I get this right? Oh, yeah, I got it right. So in 2019, we saw a drastic decrease in the results we would get from our evergreen webinars. Let me just take a quick sip here. There's a huge trend that started in 2017 where anyone who's selling digital publishing products at high ticket prices, you know, $1,000 or more, they thought, let me just use EverWebinar or let me use these kinds of evergreen technologies to do it. They're awesome technologies. And here's what I'm finding. You can still get people to show up, but the conversions have been just plummeting down. And so this has gotten to a point where buying traffic to an evergreen or EverWebinar, I saw some of the biggest and biggest of marketers stop all ad spend in 2019. By the way, including Learn, we stopped all of these evergreen things completely. So absolutely saw the demand for on-demand. But what we've also seen is a rise of live. Okay, so this means webinars are still working. At the end of 2018, I was starting to feel like maybe webinars themselves are not working at all. But what I have found is that if you do them live, they are still working. And if you prepare people properly to get on the webinar, they're still working very well. So people are of two places right now. If you're going to give them a webinar, don't put it into a fake environment like Evergreen. Give them the video file. Let them watch it at their own pace. Be upfront and honest about it. The integrity has definitely come out. Or do it live. As a matter of fact, the few last live webinars I've done, I have seen that in the beginning of it, one of the most asked questions by the viewers is this live? Prove to me it's live. That just gets to tell you how the industry is starting to feel about, you know, fake live environments. How would you feel about it? How do you feel about it? Tell me something, right? You're okay being told that a video is a video, but when you're told a video is live and it's pretended to be live at that moment with, oh, a ton of people watching, I don't know. You know innately, right, that it's not. And how does that make you feel about the brand that's talking to you? So we were right on that one as well. Number three, the need for super tickets, increasing your LTV, ding, was right on that one too. Maybe a little too right. Okay. Let me tell you, there was a huge uptick in 2019 of what we call sales teams. Okay. Everyone wanted to have someone on phone sales. And am I knocking it? Not at all. Does it work? Oh, yeah, it does work. The thing, though, is you got to imagine what happens to the consumer when everybody starts to do something. The consumer starts to get a little bit blind to it. So the rise of people selling programs and then calling them on the phone to try to sell them higher ticket things is prevalent. It's there. It's good. I'm not saying anything bad about it. If you believe in what you're selling on the other side, it's good, but it's getting a lot harder. Conversions on the phone are going down. The level of skill of someone you need on the phone is going up. The number of people that are that skilled is not there. The supply and demand has created a market for anyone who's really good at closing on the phone, by the way. If you are really good at it, you got companies that will fight for you and give you anything you want. So I was absolutely right. However, I think I was too right because everybody started doing it and it actually became such a big thing in 2019 that I think it's starting to lose its effect. It's starting to lose its efficiency, its impact on a company. But there are other ways to do it. You don't need to do it through the phone only. And that is what Learn is now exploring. You can still sell amazing things at much higher prices and do them in an environment that's consumer controlled and led through trust and engagement versus a forced phone call. And that is where we will be focusing. Again, some of these things are 2020. I want to drop the URL again, learn.com/2020. Get over there and you'll be engaged in my 2020 predictions that are coming out. Not only that, I'm going to run an entire masterclass for the first few months of 2020 where I will make you a Jedi and teach you everything that we're doing at Learn and how I'm changing all of my marketing plans at Learn. You get a behind the scenes seat, and I think it's something like $3 a week or $4 a week or some silly investment. All right. So just prep for that. It's coming out soon, but go to learn.com/2020. So far with funnels, I've had three predictions. I was right on all three. So far, my score is 100%. So that one little sticky one where I'm giving myself a 6-point knock hasn't come up yet. All right. So let's keep moving on. Traffic was the next spoke of the marketing engine, or is the next part of the marketing engine. And in that, I had my first prediction. Artificial intelligence domination. Ladies and gentlemen, ding, correct. Definitely got that one. Listen, Facebook started harping up really loud about this thing called CBO, campaign-based optimization. They at one point even announced that by September, they would make all campaigns be forced to be campaign-based optimization. They since abandoned that, so ad set level is still possible, but you can see where they're going. I actually saw a video that freaked me out of artificial intelligence that Facebook is right now beta testing with certain people that actually builds your ad for you. You watch the system, use emojis, write text, pick pictures of your products, do your targeting, do your everything. You just hit a button. I saw a video of this actually take place. So they are playing with this. So yes, artificial intelligence lives. And in 2019 was the first time where I actually saw a increase in ROI when I let Facebook do what it does, or when I let Google do what it does. And I have seen that sometimes I've actually felt the artificial intelligence at Google might be even smarter and more productive than Facebook. But I don't know. Every month I kind of go back and forth. One month I'm in love with Facebook. One month I'm in love with Google. But artificial intelligence isn't just touching, advertising. It's now beginning to trickle down into conversion. CRO was a huge term, which is basically all about optimizing campaigns, optimizing conversion. And so artificial intelligence is 100% here to stay. It'll continue to be a part of 2020. It's not part of my predictions for 2020 since I already predicted it. And I'm just telling you that they'll continue to move in that direction. Okay. We cannot escape it. The systems, the technologies, the bots, the pixels, they're all learning and they're all smarter than the rest of us. So lean on them. Use them for good, not evil. All right. Number two, my prediction was very simple. It said, you'll spend more. Get over it. Ding. Correct. So far, I'm still maintaining 100% success rate here. Okay. My predictions are all right. We did spend more. Our cost per clicks went up. Our cost per leads went up. Our cost per acquisition went up on all advertising platforms across the board. It's very simple. Listen, Facebook now reports having 7 million active advertisers. 3 years ago when I started on Facebook, they had 2 million active advertisers. Active means they've run an ad within the last 30 days. So they have more than tripled in 3 years, more than tripled the number of advertisers. Do you think they've more than tripled their user base? No. As a matter of fact, if anything, Facebook's usage might soon start to go down because the younger generations are no longer using it. So you're going to spend more. More and more companies are discovering the ease of digital marketing. More and more people are starting businesses. We're a much more entrepreneurial society internationally than we've ever been, which is awesome because it's bringing opportunities to people's doors, but they're also doing advertising. So basically, it's a supply and demand, economics 101. It's not a part of my predictions in 2020 because, again, I had already predicted it. But let me just tell you, it'll continue. The trend will continue. So what I predicted for 2019 will continue to go on. So, but it's not one of my three traffic predictions for 2020. Okay. Again, go to learn.com/2020 to learn more. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the third prediction for traffic. And it was the time to focus on free traffic. And I mean big focus. And this is where I ding myself 5.6%. Okay, so let me tell you why. So I'm not wrong. This is why I was like, I could be 100%. I wasn't wrong. Really, the bigger brands right now, the biggest brands, the year is a huge focus on content marketing. And the reason for that is because of something I actually predict in 2020. One of my traffic predictions for 2020 actually lends perfectly into why the prediction or why the focus for big free traffic. Because traffic acquisition costs are getting expensive. So 3 years ago, it was so cheap to just go to Facebook and Google and buy traffic that it wasn't actually, there was no point in investing all that time and energy into free traffic acquisition. Now it's getting so expensive where you're starting to think, maybe I have a higher ROI, long-term ROI on free traffic. So you've seen a lot of brands. I mean, look at podcasts. They've blown up. YouTube has blown up. More and more people are launching YouTube channels. Content marketing, just read about it. The number of people that are now putting out amazing blog posts, infographics, it's all going up at a record pace. So why do I ding myself 5.6% here? Even though I was right, there is a massive trend in the industry of companies using organic traffic or trying to do organic traffic. The reason that I ding myself is because I underestimated just how difficult this would be. So in 2019, we dove all in. You can obviously, you know, from this podcast, I put a lot of effort and focus, and it was great. Super successful, by the way. We've had, I don't know, some close to 600,000 listens now. So I can't say that it wasn't successful, but it was a lot of work. We also launched our YouTube channel. Every day, my team worked hard. We got videos up every day. I added about 25,000 subscribers to my YouTube, which is no small task. And I'm very proud of it. But what makes me wonder is in the same time, I probably added about 300,000 leads through email from paid acquisition. So it's like, geez, that was a lot of work, right? It was a lot of work. And what I noticed by all of my free traffic, and we didn't even do content, by the way. I learned that to do SEO now, to do it right, was going to be so difficult, or I should say would be so time consuming and require so much intentional effort that we didn't do it. I was like, this is not going to be a 2019 thing. We don't have the right team for it. We don't have the right people to lead it. So we're going to push it off to 2020 or later. And so we didn't do it. So it's tough, man. It's a dog eat dog world out there for organic content type marketing. You got to be on top of your game. You got to put out really, really, really good, what we call our executive vice president of sales and marketing, Joe at Learn. He says he uses a term from one of his friends that he keeps saying, likable, linkable, shareable, or something like that. So it's one thing to put keywords in there. It's one thing to choose the wrong tail keywords, blah, 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 blah. In the end, you just got to put really good content out. Super well organized, super well written, written like a copywriter with graphics and infographics and charts and data and research. Man, that takes time. And on YouTube, I found it doesn't matter if I just post a video. No, YouTube doesn't want that. YouTube subscribers, they want content. They want meat. They want to watch. They really want to learn. I can't just, you know, put some clickbaity thing out. I'm not building a very good user base then. So every channel that you want to do for free traffic requires intentional effort, time, energy. You can't hack it. I tried to hack it. Doesn't work. So that's where I ding myself 5.6%. I didn't estimate just how much effort it would take. It's not easy. But something to do with organic traffic is a part of my 2020 predictions when we talk about that. All right. Again, depending on when you're listening to this, maybe my predictions are already out. Go to learn.com/2020. All right. Now, last but by no means least, and maybe my favorite, conversion. May I take a break here really quickly for a advertisement of my own? I want you to pay attention. Around March or April of this year, we are going to be launching something called Conversion Academy. This is going to be one of my favorite programs. This is the culmination of my life's work where I'm going to bring together some of the best conversion experts out there. And we are going to put you in one place. We're going to put you in one area where it will be monthly charged, but man, oh man, we'll teach copywriting, we'll teach funnels, we'll teach psychology, we'll teach sales, everything in this one place with coaches, with regular connection, regular community, regular people meeting and talking and reviewing each other's work. So just wait for that. It's coming out. It's going to be super awesome. I'm going to start working on it really, really aggressively at the end of this month. So what were my 2019 conversion predictions? Number one was specificity. So let me explain what I mean by that. Specificity meaning marketing is evolving. For those of you who watch and follow my conversion copywriting training, you know I'm out there saying the death of direct marketing, or at least, if nothing else, the evolution of direct marketing. And what that means is I'm saying that it's interactive marketing. Listen, consumers are wising up. Consumers have choice now. Marketing is now in the hands and control of consumers. So you know what? And because you can target so directly, being more specific in your messaging is actually creating higher ROI, better results, more clicks, more conversions. So instead of saying something like how to lose weight, you know, in 2020, five simple steps to losing weight in 2020, say something like five secret paleo recipes, or I should say keto. Keto is the thing right now, right? So five secret keto recipes to losing weight in 2020, you will have far better results because you can target better, you'll mean better. So specificity, ding, wins. Definitely, without a fail, has continued to be the biggest thing I've been really teaching my copywriters and my team. Ads, pages, doesn't matter. Communication, you know, content, even our content strategy in 2020 is going to be more and more specificity focused rather than these big broad courses like how to do Facebook ads. You're going to start seeing how to do video Facebook ads for e-com products or how to do video Facebook ads for webinars. Like, more specificity is just going to lead to better experiences for consumers. We won on that. It's not a part of my 2020 prediction because I already predicted it. I was already right. So move forward and know that the trend will continue. All right, number two. The prediction was magnify micro commitment. Ding, right. As a matter of fact, there's physical evidence of this in the industry. Go check out the big evolution right now this year. Everyone seems to be starting to talk about challenge funnels. It's micro commitment. Look at all the funnels we've been running. You know what? Funnels for the longest time have been a one-way street, one-way communication to the user, one-way communication. Not anymore. They've been starting to evolve where you ask the audience to engage with you. what do I say? Interactive marketing. Interactive marketing. Been on the record saying this for a long time. And it's happening live before you. So challenge funnels are an evidence of that, but they're not the only ones. We're not using challenge funnels in Learn yet. But even our funnels, you can clearly see we're magnifying micro commitments. We are getting our visitors and our leads to make little teeny action steps throughout our funnels. And we are seeing a massive increase in results from that. So I was right on that. Number three, last but not least, my prediction for 2019 was what I call the everywhere effect, omnipresence, the need for that. And oh my God, ding, was I right? Ding, I should do it right. All right, there we go. You know what we saw? There was quite the impact in 2019. I saw it. It was just like probably one of my favorite parts of 2019. There have been courses that we've put out to our student base in 2019 where it had like the worst copywriting behind it. Or I shouldn't say the worst. Let's just say it wasn't tantalizingly amazing copywriting. We just said, here's a new course we put out, $27, $37. There you go. Like, here's a link. And people ran and bought. It was amazing. So I start to wonder, what is that? Well, that's brand. That's omnipresence. I also noticed that with my podcast, I've built a core group of listeners, people that love following this podcast that thankfully, and I really appreciate you for your love, listen and trust, learn me. And so a lot of times for us, it's become enough to just say, hey, do this, and they run to do it. Not the marketing, not the copy, not the conversion, not the psychology. It's like, hey, Onyx said, Learn said, and they go and do. That's because, think about it, if you are really one of our core like followers, I'm going to hit you up on YouTube, I'm going to hit you up on Facebook, with a podcast, with email, and probably other channels as well. So you're being inundated with me. The omnipresence, we really focused heavy on that in 2019, and we saw a ridiculous ROI from it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very proud of my predictions. I think I was pretty much spot on, and you're going to love what I'm predicting for 2020. Because it's out there. No one else is out there talking about it. I've taken a lot of time to put these together. I bet you I will have 100% success rate on this, and I'm going to give them to you for free. But then remember, there is going to be an amazing masterclass. We're calling it Master 2020 coming out very soon, where for I think about $4 a week or something, That's really, really inexpensive. I'm going to walk you through an entire masterclass and prep you up for 2020. As a matter of fact, what I'm doing for all of my companies, not just Learn, I'm taking the marketing plans and strategies that we've used now for 15 plus years that have created over $250 million in sales. I'm throwing it all out the window, all of it, and I'm recreating. I've been testing already, so I'm not some mad scientist. The last 6 weeks, I've been testing new things, and they've been really working. So starting in 2020, we will triple down on them. I want to be able to teach you. I want to give you a behind-the-scenes seat so you can watch as we do it and replicate those results in your business. If nothing else, you're going to learn some killer higher-level advanced marketing. It's going to be awesome. The whole process starts right now with you going to learn.com/2020, popping in your email address and absorbing all this amazing content we're giving you. And do me a favor, share this out, leave a comment, click the bell icon. You know, do something. Get this out to other people. Get this video out to other people. There's a lot of amazing things to learn here. And make sure you get the 2020 predictions out to as many people as you can so that we can prepare as an entrepreneurial community, as a family of entrepreneurs worldwide, we can prepare together for 2020. It's been awesome sharing this with you. Remember, the next podcast is my predictions for 2020. Depending on when you're listening to this, it might already be out. Check us out at anikpodcast.com, A-N-I-K-podcast.com, or check me out on my YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/ and then just type in Anik Singhal into the search bar. Okay, so go to youtube.com and type in Anik Singhal into the search bar. Then you'll see my podcast there as well. So 2020 predictions coming, or just go to learn.com/2020 and you'll see all of it right there. It's been an absolute honor. I hope you've had a great 2019. Let's get ready for 2020. It's been a lot of fun. This is Anik Singhal reminding you, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. Make sure you join us at LURN.com. Join our community. Do it now. It's free. All right. I look forward to building with you and doing some amazing things with you in 2020. Everyone, if this is the last I hear from you this year, or you hear from me this year, please have a happy and safe holidays and a happy and safe new year. But I hope you do tune in to hear my predictions for 2020. They're going to be some killer ones. Until next time, this is Anik Singhal signing off. Go out there and fight for your dreams, entrepreneurs.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Anik Singhal.